a bookshop in Lourdes. It's not a contradiction in terms, is it, Michael? It is not. I'm recording this conversation, Michael. I'm looking at a bishop who's over there. You don't have to say a word. There's a bishop over there actually signing in. And I've got to go and have a look at this. I'm actually in the bookshop called Veritas. And I'm now looking and watching Bishop Donald Murray sign his book entitled Let Love Speak. Now, actually, to be truthful, I think his latest book is called The Soul of Europe and Other Selected Writings, but he's also author of a book called Keeping Open the Door of Faith, The Legacy of Vatican II. Now, I have arrived late for the book signing. Well, he actually has another book called On the Road to Emmaus, Eucharistic Revival Today. He is a very well-published man. And he's actually having a glass of white wine to help him with the signing. He has the equivalent of a big pencil in front of him, a big pen. He also has got a couple of sandwiches. And he's sitting in the chair here. And I've never, it's a long time since I've had even a slightest word with him. But I did before. So it's wonderful. This bookshop is a splendid place. It's called Veritas Bookshop Lourdes. I see, just to let you know, I see headlines on the over the bookshelf called Counseling, Marriage and Family, Children. Let me see what else I see. Theology, Liturgy and Pastoral Resources. Grey is the ecclesiastical colour, the colour that you can use to identify who is a priest and who isn't, although one or two wear black, but grey seems to be the summer colour. You have gifts here. You've got headings called Wedding. Mary and Saints is another one. Biography, Prayer, Spirituality. And you've got bestsellers and just published. On the other side, you've got DVDs and CDs. We've got Bibles, reference books. Let's see what the reference books are. I've got a sister who's doing a PhD on some Bible studies. So here I have some books that she might like to know. You find here the latest one, a study handbook, the New Jerome Biblical Commentary, edited by two Jesuits and a Carmelite. Ronald E. Murphy, Order of Carm. I guess that must be Orders of the Carmelites. You have a HarperCollins Bible Dictionary. And I won't go on about all of these, but there's a nice interesting one here called the Catholic Bible Concordance. Now, concordance isn't a word I use very often, but I can't think I've ever used it in my life. So I'm at a book signing. I've arrived here a little late, as my earlier audiobooks would say. But let's just see what the bestsellers are. Now, here we have one that you might know, bestseller Anam Cara, Spiritual Wisdom from the Celtic World by John O'Donoghue, labelled an international bestseller. But actually, interestingly enough, we have The Four Elements by John O'Donoghue, which is actually one of his that I haven't read. It's called, subtitled Reflections on Nature. And they're short, pithy paragraphs, or long paragraphs rather. And then there's Echoes of Memory. Well, this now, if I remember rightly, could be a poetry book. It is indeed, and I open it on Purgatorial. So let me just read you a tiny bit of the poem Purgatorial by John O'Donoghue, opened at random in Veritas Bookshop in Lourdes. You can find more about this in under transworldireland.ie. That's the website. But on the back of this, actually, interestingly enough, Michael D. Higgins, who is described as politician, writer and broadcaster, and who would now, if this was republished, be described as President of Ireland, say, quote, as follows. There are certain threads that run through the work of John O'Donoghue. They manifest themselves with different colours and textures. The form may change for different purposes of rhythm and resonance, but the intention remains constant. I like that distinction between the poet's intention and the form of rhyme and rhythm and resonance that the poem sets up. But the intention remains constant. It is grounded in human vulnerability and the desire, the longing, for a connection to the wonder of the divine in nature and human life within it. I love those phrases: human vulnerability, desire, longing, connection, wonder, divine nature, and human life within it. Okay, enough of a preamble. This is the poem, and I'm going to go outside onto the street to read it, just to give you a chance to get the best. I'm walking across the street out of the bookshop. Probably nick me for book nicking. Purgatorial. Beneath me, sleep splits like pliant silk. I drop derelict into a bare dream, where my language, dry as paper, is being burned by a young child over a black stove. I cannot see his face, but feel the fearsome power of his play. His uncanny hands herd every private word back into its babble shape, fits them in lines, mutters at the order, then, in a swerve, drives them over the edge into the fire's mass of murmuring tongues. He takes it too, my inner antiphon of wild, wind-christened place names: Caherbana, Craig, Nafadog, Polna Column, Kyaun Warna. My Irish is crap, by the way. My weak words crust the pages. Our shy night words, which no other had heard, he splatters with yellow laughter to crackle like honey in the flame. I am glad to see his fingers grab the sheets, matted with the cockroach phrases of other voices that crawled in to hurt. He stops when he sees the white scroll and backs off from its silence. He stops when he sees the white scroll and backs off from its silence. That's from Echoes of Memory by John O'Donoghue. Coming back into the bookshop, I find a book by John O'Donoghue called Divine Beauty, The Invisible Embrace. And it's described as, blurb on the back, is this eagerly awaited follow-up to Anamkara and Eternal Echoes. Now, I don't see Eternal Echoes, it may be sold out. I'll just read you a piece from chapter 8, and this is a bit like a quotation at the start of the chapter, but John O'Donoghue has chosen it, and it's from Louise Gluck, who I've never heard of, and it's called The Beauty of the Flaw. Breakage, whatever its cause, is the dark complement to the act of making. The one implies the other. The thing that is broken has particular authority over the act of change. Wow. To me, it's a bit, reminds me of, you can't make an omelette without cracking eggs. The dark complement to the act of making is breakage. And I just think one thing about John O'Donoghue. I know almost nothing about the man, except that any time I lift him up and read him, I'm in the company of somebody who is very profound. But I also think that profundity can come from freedom. In other words, John O'Donoghue, I suspect, got to a point in his life where he was able to just be through his writing. He was able to say what his body willed him to say. And he was able to trust, I'm making all this up, by the way, he was able to trust himself, and literally to copy down what he trusted himself to say. And that's quite different from somebody who, as an author, is trying to craft something which is right, craft something which is wise or profound or clever or even correct. It's a different type of writing. Now, I may be wrong about John O'Donohue, but I do think that people, and I'm sure that Jung had a lot to say about this, which I haven't read, but I suspect Carl Jung actually did write about this kind of thing. But basically, you can reach a point in your life where you can just be. And what comes out of you is actually different in tone, and people can connect with it because they find themselves in the company of somebody who is truly present in every syllable that they write. And that's quite different from saying that I like some of your writing and I don't like others of your writing, or I like A rather than B. Because in a way, I suspect that somebody like John O'Donohue, when you open him, it doesn't actually matter what page you open him at, because you are in the presence of the man, and you can be present in the presence of the man, and thereby you can be opened up in a very, very satisfying way. And the so-called profundity of John O'Donohue actually is transformed into an experience of inner profundity, connectedness, where you feel yourself to be perhaps more human than you've ever felt before. Interesting. It's great to come in a bookshop, isn't it? I must go and buy the bishop's book.